So it is a very normal thing for your source to call you into a place of detachment when there is something going on that you're not wanting to be present for. Yeah. And even today, this is going to sound strange to you, and we're sure that therapists around the world would have a field day with this if they were to hear this, so don't tell them. We teach that very detachment. Because whatever you're focused upon activates a vibration within you. So you've got the choice of activating a vibration that is helpful or activating a vibration that is not helpful. And what worries them, they don't want you to detach from the world and not have a real life. They don't want you to be so ready to cut and run. They would rather that you face reality. They want you to keep a stiff upper lip and to face reality, and we don't. We want you to get into the vortex and live happily ever after because we know what's in there and we know how good it can be for you. And we don't think that you should have to ever visit something uncomfortable. And we know that a determination to revisit uncomfortable things just holds you in the holding pattern of disallowing the fullness of the way life could be longer, you see.
Okay, so I think this is my question then. I understand it makes perfect sense, especially as a child, if you're experiencing something very violent and overwhelming, that you would leave. It's a survival, you know, it's a way of, as you said, not...
Well, we think it's nice that you would say, if it's really awful, I should leave. But we want to say, if it's slightly unpleasant, you don't need to be there either. Mm-hmm. If someone is beating you up, it would be nice for you to release your consciousness and not experience it. But if somebody is insulting you, it would be nice for you to leave that too. If someone is so out of the vortex that they can't love you in the way that you want to be loved, we think it is right that you withdraw your attention from them and look somewhere else where you can find love. In other words, we don't think that you're supposed to be beat up or insulted or have your feelings hurt or diminished or devalued in any way. But until you get it, until anybody gets it, that it's an inside job and that you have the control of that, you see, it's really interesting. So many people, many children like yourself, discovered their control of alignment even in adverse situations. And now therapy is trying to get you to let go of that control and trust the others. And we say, you don't want to trust the others. The only thing that you can trust, really, is your alignment with Source. And when you get in the vortex, now you can trust the law of attraction will not allow anything that defies that trust from being. But you got to get in the vortex, you see.
Okay.
You can't harass someone into the vortex. You can't demand them in. You can't insult them in. You can't beat them in. You can't embarrass them in. You can only love them in. And if you don't have someone up close to you loving you in the vortex, your source is. But what if you've been distracted from that? Your source is always calling you. But what if what's going in your life is so loud that you can't? Then what happens is you have a sort of detachment. It's like Source calls you so loudly in those adverse conditions that it just scrambles the signal. It's like what we were saying about Jesus, saying someone sitting before Jesus, dripping illness, and Jesus so knowing the wellness of your being that he doesn't see the illness. And in him knowing it so strong for that time, you know it too. And that detachment allows you not needing a healer to be your catalyst. You are going directly to Source. Source is loving you so and knowing your value so powerfully that you find that detachment, you see. And we want to teach everyone to do that on purpose. We want anytime, anything hurts your feelings a little bit. Sometimes you get your feelings hurt and the other person didn't even mean to hurt your feelings, you see. Sometimes there are all kinds of hurts and that are self-inflicted. And we want to go so far as to say all of them are. But that's hard to hear. Those early stages where you're powerless and you're little and someone else has control, it feels like you don't have control, but you did. You had detachment, you see. Mm-hmm. That was a means of control.
So in going back to a conversation we were having before, something that I actually did find very helpful was